ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、 A 回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で26問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから1つ選びなさい。それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1.
Where do you think you'll go to university, Mary?
Well, it'd be great, of course, if we went to the same school.
Aw, that's sweet of you to say.
But I know you're going to an art college nearby, so that's not going to happen. So wherever gives me a good scholarship, even if it's not the most well-known university...I don't want to have to borrow a lot of money to go to school, even from my parents.
Yeah, I know what you mean. College tuition is expensive.
I know, right? And then I have to think about my living expenses on top of that, since I won't be staying at home.
Question 49. What does the woman say about going to university? Listening 2.
Is this where I can get some information about the tennis tournament in May?
Yes, this is the information center. What's your name, please?
Meg Howard.
Let me pull up the... Oh, wait. Have you already submitted your application?
Yeah, that's why I'm here. I applied online already, but I never got an email response. I was hoping to find out if everything is okay or not.
Well, I do see your application on the website.We'll have a lottery after the deadline is over and notify everyone who has been accepted.
Great! Oh, that reminds me. When will the tournament schedule be posted?
About a week before the tournament.
Question 50. Why has the woman come to the information center? Listening 3.
Hey, Barb, I'm going out to get lunch at the new bagel shop. Can you watch my things?
Sure, Roo. Good choice for lunch. I really like their steak bagels. That's what I always have. What are you getting?
An avocado bagel or egg salad bagel. I'll also grab an iced tea. Want anything?
Thanks. I wouldn't mind an early lunch. I haven't tried either of those bagels yet. So how about getting one of each and we'll share?
Good idea.I'll pick up a couple of iced teas, too.
Just the bagel for me, thanks. I've got a drink here.
Okay, I'll be back soon.
Question 51. What will a man order at the bagel shop? Listening 4.
Good afternoon, everyone.Thanks for coming to our study abroad meeting at South Mountain University. We have 4 programs that include trips to Toronto, Vancouver, Calgary, and Montreal. The Toronto and Montreal programs are for 6 weeks. Vancouver and Calgary are both 4-week programs. Now let me tell you about where you'll be staying. Students going to Toronto and Vancouver will do homestays with families. Students joining the other 2 programs will stay in dormitories on campus.Next, I'll talk about the academic details for each program, and we'll take questions after that.
Question 52. Which program includes a 4-week stay in a dormitory? Listening 5.
Hello?
Hello, this is Sato Cycling Shop calling. May I speak with Mr. Howard?
Yes, I'm David Howard. Is this about my bike that I brought in last week?
Yes, it is. Although we told you that we'd get the part we had ordered for it next Tuesday, the part arrived a week early this morning, and I've just repaired your bike.
Great. Can I pick it up after work today, around 5:30?
We'll be closing for the day shortly, but you can pick it up any time during regular business hours.
Great. I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay, but don't forget that we open late on Wednesdays. We won't open until 1 o'clock tomorrow. Other days, we open as usual. Of course, we're also open Saturday and Sunday on the weekend.
Okay, I'll pick it up the day after tomorrow.
Question 53. On what day will the man pick up his bike? Listening 6.
Attention all shoppers. This weekend only, Yamazato Electronics is offering amazing deals on our whole stock of earbuds and headphones. The best-selling Boom's Basic earbuds are now 30% off at just 18,000 yen. For crystal clear sound, choose Boom's Limited Gold Edition, available for only 22,000 yen. For the budget conscious, our store brand Yamazato earbuds are just 10,000 yen, and all wired headphones are 9,000 yen or less. Current students also get a further 5% off Booms upon presentation of a valid student ID card. Hurry to aisle 9 before supplies run out.
Question 54. How much are the Yamazato earbuds?
パート B、リスニング7から8では、英語を聞いて印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから1つ選びなさい。なお、リスニング7には問題が3つ、リスニング8には問題が4つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7.
Thanks everybody for coming to the meeting today.Let's go over our plans for welcoming tourists this year. Of course, the beach is our biggest attraction, and we expect to have a record number of tourists coming this summer. However, we're also going to continue offering guided tours of the historical sites of the city. As you know, the tour is a bus ride, and it goes from the beach into the city. It makes several stops along the way while a tour guide shares some fun information during the ride.We hope that seeing what the town has to offer will draw people back on days when the weather isn't that good for visiting the beach or once the summer season is over. This year, we do have some changes, though. Because of the damage from last year's storm, some of the restaurants along the beach are closed, so we're going to provide food trucks instead. Different ones will come on different days. That gives tourists more options. We'll post which trucks are coming on which days on our website. That's about it. Anyone have any questions?
Listening 8.
This is Amazing World. I'm Yuka Amano. Today we're talking with someone whose job didn't even exist 15 years ago, a social media influencer. My guest is Carlos Molina. He's 24 years old and has more than 1.3 million followers on TikTok and Instagram. But he's not just doing dance videos. He's known for reviewing unusual snacks from around the world,showing off creative fashion made from unexpected materials, and sharing honest posts about mental health. Carlos, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Yuka. I'm excited to be here.
Let's start with the food videos. You've tried fried spiders, pickled mango skin, and something called mystery pudding, which got over 20,000 likes. Why do people enjoy watching that?
I think people are just curious. A lot of these foods are things people have never heard of, let alone tasted. And I don't pretend. If it's weird or gross, I say so. I'll also comment on the price. Most are quite cheap, by the way. I also try to share where the food comes from, which shop I bought it from, and what it means to people in that culture. The last one is what people most ask me about in the comments section. It's a way to explore the world.
You were studying science before you started making videos, right?
Yes, I was in my second year of college studying biology. I thought I'd work in a research lab. Then, when I was 19, I posted my first video, where I made a suit out of old curtains. I found them in a box in my uncle's garage. It wasn't fancy. It was kind of messy. But it was creative and real. I wanted to make the video in my apartment, but it was just too dark in there. I ended up making it my parents' house. That video got 15,000 views overnight. By the time I was 20, I realized I could actually make a living doing this, and I was happier doing it. So I decided to take a break from school and focus on producing content full-time.
What's something people don't usually see behind the scenes?
Honestly, it's a lot of work. A half-hour video can take 4 hours to edit, especially if I'm adding food facts, and 5 hours if I take the time to add subtitles. And that's on top of 3 hours spent filming and 2 hours planning. It's a lot of work, but I enjoy doing it.
You've also talked openly about being shy. That might surprise people since you're always on camera.
Totally. People assume I'm super confident. And on camera, I am. It's fun. And when I'm filming, I'm in control. Big crowds, people watching me, those don't bother me either. Being in a room with a lot of background noise, loud music, people talking, though, gets to me. It's stressful if I can't hear what others are saying. When I post about that, those videos often get 50,000 likes or more. A lot of followers comment it makes them feel understood. That's honestly one of the best things about what I do.
Carlos Molina, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Yuka. This was a dream come true.
パート C、リスニング9から10では、英語を聞いて、それに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選びなさい。なお、リスニング9には問題が6つ、リスニング10には問題が7つあります。例題はありません。まず、リスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 9. You will hear a short news story about a woman who does the English announcements for the Shinkansen. Look at the 6 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false.If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 9 will now begin.
People who ride the Tokaido Shinkansen, the country's most popular bullet train line, have all heard Donna Burke's voice because she does the English language announcements for the Shinkansen, which runs between Tokyo and Osaka daily. Yet the general public doesn't know anything about her. Most people assume she's British by the sound of her voice in the announcements. Yet she's actually an Australian who moved to Japan in the 1990s. Prior to making these announcements, she did voice work for TV commercials and popular video games, such as Silent Hill and Final Fantasy. When she first came to the country, however, she was a singer and would typically perform at 6 weddings a day and earn 30,000 yen for each ceremony. Then in 2004, the woman who previously did the Shinkansen announcements left Japan. JR Central, the company that operates the Shinkansen, had only 2 requirements for the job. They wanted a permanent resident, and they wanted the person to sound just like the person who used to do it. Curiously, though, the previous person wasn't British either. She was a Canadian who was trying to sound like the British woman who was the original voice on the Shinkansen. For Burke, this wasn't a problem because she had been pretending to have a British or American accent for many years for TV commercials, since there is sometimes a negative perception of Australian accents in Japan. Although lots of people tried out at the auditions, Burke ended up getting the job and has been doing it for the past 20 years, a third of her life. Yet despite being heard by people around the country, nobody knows it's her because she's using a different accent and doesn't sound like that in real life.
Listening 10. You will hear a woman named Arabella and a man named Chuck talking about her experiences at summer camp. Look at the 7 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 10 will now begin.
Hi, Arabella. It's been a while. How was your summer camp work experience?
It was amazing, Chuck. I'm already excited about returning for my 4th time next season.
Glad you liked it so much. I heard the pay isn't so great there, though.
You're right, but since the camp covers the cost of meals, I can save more money compared to most other jobs.
That's true. I actually spent everything I made as a waiter this summer on shopping, games, and other stuff. So why do you love working there so much?
Well, even though I could have made more money like you did waiting tables or doing something else, going up north to summer camp beats being in the city all summer long. I mean, we get to swim in a lake each day, do other water sports like sailing and water skiing, which I teach there, and also enjoy other activities like horseback riding, archery, and more. It's just awesome.
Yeah, that does sound fun. You've been going there for quite a few years now, right?
Yep. 9 as a camper from when I was 8, and the rest as a staff member. It's been 12 years now. Summer camp has become like a second home for me.
Anything you don't like about it?
I'm not really a morning person, so I'm not a big fan of the breakfast bell that goes off at 7 each morning. That's the signal for us all to wake up and get ready for the day. Breakfast starts at 7:30, and you want to be there early. Also, since we're in the wilderness, the insects really annoyed me when I was a camper. I've gotten used to them over time, though.
I'm more of a morning person, so that breakfast bell wouldn't really bother me. It would be a totally different story for me with the insects, however. You've adapted more to them than I ever could. Well, I'm glad to hear that you had such a good time.
This is the end of the listening test.